He's a literate songwriter with an offbeat sense of humor and a way of evoking the pure essence of ideas with pithy phrases. I'm Stephanie Elkins, and my guest is Robbie Foulkes. He often plays with great musicians, but he's here just with guitar and his voice. Welcome to Simply Folk, Robbie.
Thank you. Great to be here, Stephanie.
You'll be here the first weekend of August in Wisconsin, that is, to play at the Sugar Maple Traditional Music Festival. It's a return trip for you. But you're here today in Wisconsin because you have a child who is going to be college age at some point soon.
A couple more years, yeah. We were looking at UFW over here, and or do you call it UW? Just UW,
yep, we do. Okay. Yep.
So, hopefully he'll be studying something at some point and will be interested in going to college. And if so, Madison seems like a great place to be.
It is. Is he a musician like you?
He's a drummer, yeah.
Do you have other musical members of the family?
Well, Tennessee, my young guy, he's 12 now, and he does stride piano in the Fats Waller style, and he also does classical violin. And my oldest is an airline pilot and totally unmusical, and which is great news, really, to have at least one that's not into it.
Which means he probably has health insurance and
yeah,
steady
he has all
work.
The good things.
Yeah.
It's a good lifestyle.
Do you play often at home as a family? Do you have that kind of time available?
Yeah, you know, Preston, the middle guy, the drummer, and I jam every once in a while. And I don't know, we're all into our different forms of music. So it's the meeting ground isn't really, it's not a big patch of ground that we come to meet on. But we can sit down and have fun on a song or two now and then.
Did they grow up seeing you at shows and seeing you play?
Yeah, they sure did. So, and I, the same with my dad and him with his dad. So it's kind of in the blood, I guess.
What kind of music did you grow up on?
Well, my dad was in the folk scare of the, you know, 50s and 60s, so he was into Gordon Lightfoot and this and that, and, you know, he played the Martin 00028 guitar that I played myself for 20 years before getting into other guitars. But anyway, so he passed down the instrument, and it was kind of like a legacy, I guess.
Oh, boy, an instrument like that sure is a legacy. Holy cow. They're worth a ton.
Yeah. Well, it was worth more when I received the guitar than when I finished with the guitar. I worked the guitar pretty hard and on a variety of continents and humidities, and I left it in rather degraded shape, unfortunately. But it's still playable, and I still have it.
Well, you've got a beautiful-looking guitar here.
It's a week old. I got it a week ago.
No kidding.
Yeah. So I'll be playing you songs that I've never played on it before. So not that that's a big mystical thing, but I don't know exactly what they'll sound like on this guitar. It's a Collings, and it's new to me. It's not new, period, but sounds good so far,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Sounds gorgeous. Well, what would you like to start with?
You know, I'll just start with something old of mine, that old and simple.
My eyes say no, but I push right over. Built wide and 6'5", but I push right over. Just get me in a room that's dark, and you're looking at an easy mark. One little kiss trips my heart and jump starts my motor. Way down I'm a soft touch, I push right over. You don't need to say much because I push right over. So honey, go dim that light, start pushing with all your might, and hold on tight, and I'll push right over. Blue eyes and a face so pretty, one look and I hit the floor. I'm begging you, clock's unwind, and I'm stone cold sober. Lie unaware, a big sign, sucker for low-cut tops, and you're kicking out all the stops. It's over when the pink eye drops, and each second he's lower. Way down on the soft touch, I push right over. You don't need to try much, because I push right over. Start pushing with all your might, and hold on tight, and I'll push right over.
I push right over is the name of that song. Robbie Foulkes is my guest. You're listening to Simply Folk, and Robbie will be appearing at the Sugar Maple Traditional Music Festival. The first weekend of August, you are the Friday night headliner, and this is a repeat visit for you. And it looks like you might be doing some bluegrass.
Yeah,
while you're
I got
here.
A little group going up there. I toured last year and recorded with a quintet, and I've got most of the same guys this time. Jenny Scheinman, who's my dear friend and a great fiddle player, was out with me last year, and she ended up delivering a child a little bit later in the year, and she's, I want to say recuperating that, for she's raising the child in the wilds of California and doing that thing right now. So on the fiddle, I've got Shad Cobb, and on the bass, Mike Bubb, and on the mandolin, Ron Spears, and on the utility, my old longtime guy, Robbie Gerso, is doing that. So it's a quintet, and it's, there's a little banjo. Not a ton of banjo is going to be in it, but some. So it'll be pretty hillbilly, though.
It sounds, you've been all over the map in terms of genres.
Yeah.
Did you grow up with bluegrass? You said you grew up with some folk, or when did you discover bluegrass?
Well, really early on, my dad was really into the country gentleman, for instance, in the seldom scene, and those people that were hitting it big right then. And then I myself was into John Hartford and the Newgrass Revival, and people came along just a couple years after that were hitting me real strong when I was 12, 13 years old. Mm-hmm. So that taste definitely stayed with me. And then Doc Watson. I mean, there was nobody like Doc Watson. He was the best.
You've got quite a right hand. And did his playing influence you when you were learning guitar?
Oh, totally. Yeah. Him above, I think, anybody. There are a couple guys that are super hard to get away from. Doc Watson. And then, the guy, Pat Flynn, that used to play with Newgrass, and a couple other. But Doc, I think, above anybody, just really, I mean, there wasn't even this style of guitar before he came along, He just defined that whole solo country guitar thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he really did. He really did. How old were you when you started playing guitar?
11, and then I started on banjo a few years before that, but guitar was the instrument that I really took to and kind of stayed with. So, and I'm 49 now, so 108 years.
How about writing? When did you start writing?
Oh, about the same time, I guess. I started writing dumb little songs around the same time, and I don't know, writing is harder than, it's harder to get a well-written song than it is to practice until you get a fiddle tune right. I mean, the practice, the input-output thing is more proportional with the playing, and I think you could work on writing a good song for years and get nowhere with it. I know I have, but...
You get kudos from so many, New York Times and The Onion. I mean, everybody raves about your songwriting as being...
I think The Onion were kidding, but yeah, go ahead.
Well, the review I read, it was pretty serious, and they were talking about you and your songwriting skills as it's such a craft, and you're so literate, and you really evoke the feelings in a straightforward but... pithy way. That word pithy came up a couple of times. And are you a writer? I mean, I know you blog. Is writing just in general a part of your life?
Yeah, I love words. And as I was saying a second ago, I think writing is one of the hardest things that you can do. To do it well just requires Herculean mental work and a lot of patience, I think. Whereas playing the guitar has just a lot of it, if you can make a guitar sound good, it just inspires you to go a lot higher, a lot quicker. But Yeah, I like writing, and every once in a while somebody will give me the chance to write something for a magazine or a review of something, and I like doing that. I write a couple bios for people, you know, other musicians, for Buddy Miller and some others, and I like doing it. I think I don't know. There's nothing like playing guitar. I think when I'm 70, that's what I'll be doing, not writing, sitting in a corner of the nursing home playing the guitar.
Everybody will enjoy it no matter what age you are.
We'll see. Hopefully.
As far as writing goes, is there a song or two that you're particularly proud of in terms of the songwriting craft and how the song came out?
Let me think on that for 2 seconds. Play You That Song is what I'm hearing you say.
Yeah, that's where I'm going with that.
Well, I'll write you. I'll play you a story song of some sort here. Let me think of a good one to do. Mm-hmm. Well, there never was a choice I made my folks could stand. From the clothes I wore to the rich girl that I gave my hand. They stood against us all the way, told me I'd regret the day I took that vow. Mm-hmm. If they could only see me now. At a country club like folks from the country never saw, I raised a glass of champagne to the new in-laws. And though Mom and Daddy were nowhere near, I could feel them staring cold and clear in the room somehow. Mm-hmm. If they could only see me now. Well, we bought our hilltop paradise in 95. The market's rising and her dad sold high. And I'd look out past those gates of stone to a shack with pigweed overgrown and a field to plow. Mm-hmm. If they could only see me now. All the cocaine, all the chartered planes, all the jewels and the furs, all the money you could dream of, and it all was hers. And the way those people in town would stare, you could see they thought a moment's care never creased my brow. Mm-hmm. If they could only see me now. If they could see the nights that I sat with the kids while she ran wild. If they could see a heart by liquor warped, by love defiled. They could see that a calm, untroubled mind is one thing all earthly gold combined cannot endow. Mm-hmm. If they could only see me now. It was 4 a.m. when they pulled in slow with no headlights. There by the gates, a last embrace and a kiss goodnight. And no witness on that moonlight hill, but for one who stood alone and still neath the cypress bough. Mm-hmm. If they could only see me now. She stared, not understanding, as I stepped in view. And I only meant to scare her with a knife I drew. Through the air above her chest it wove, then as if some power beyond me drove it down somehow. Now as a man is born with empty hands, so he remains. She lies in a gold-lined casket, I stand in chains and to look upon those kids once more. But that's one thing the warden never will allow. If they could only see me now.
Gorgeous.
Thanks.
Kind of dark.
Yeah.
Your own murder ballad.
I thought of another one I should have played as soon as I started singing. That's kind of an old song, too. But, that's a little murder ballad. He kills the wife and...
Yeah.
She's running around. Anyway, you heard the song. It was in English.
Yeah. Well, there's a long tradition of murder ballads in folk music. A lot of them, I think, more in third person rather than, you know, the killer telling the story.
I've got them in third person, too, so I've got 4 or 5 of them, I guess. They're fun to write, you know. It's fun that, I don't know. I don't want to analyze it too much, but I don't know why originally the 19th, 18th century, you know, going back, I don't know why they're fun to sing or why they were fun for somebody else to write, but they are. They're a lot of fun.
They are, and they give you a whole scene in your mind. You have your own personal kind of movie going on as you're listening to the words. And
Yeah, I guess people in extreme situations, it's just, you know, the drama of that, obviously. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's too bad. In our day and age, we should have more murder ballads where the guy gets killed by the woman, I'm sure, but
yeah.
there's a little imbalance there.
There are a few out there, but you're right. It's almost always the woman getting killed by the man.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We're stronger, so.
We just celebrated, got me thinking about Woody Guthrie. We just celebrated his 100th and did a whole show here on Simply Folk, as there were across the country. Seems to me I read that you did some kind of a Woody Guthrie project, and wondering if any of his songwriting informs what you do or affected you in any way, influenced you.
Yeah, I think it's just like it's an influence that's hard to get away from. And with me, it wasn't direct. And I didn't really get familiar with Woody's records when I was young or at any point. But it filters down through you to you through, you know, through Doc or through you know, the Kingston Trio, and in my case, with my dad listening to those guys, and with 50 others, and Pete Seeger and lots of them. Yeah, the show that I did, I don't know if it still goes on or they still stage it. It was called Woody Guthrie's American Song, and I did it in the national premiere in 1992 or 3, somewhere around there. And traveled to two other productions with it. So for a couple of years there, it was kind of my gig, and I didn't play the part of Woody, but I played in the there was a 3-guy pit band off to the side of the stage. So it was a fun gig.
A lot of his music, I imagine.
Yeah. And being in the theater is kind of a relief compared to being in rock clubs and places like that. You know, you get treated like an adult, and you know. You're done with the show at 10 at night. That's nice.
What is your – you're heading to Sweden, or you just got back from Sweden. What is your touring schedule like these days? What kind of places do you play, and what kind of crowds do you have? Who comes to see you?
That's what my agent wants to know. Who comes to see you? You know, it's really just a – it's such an omnium gatherum of different things. There are I'm cutting back in recent years. Like I say, I'm 50 now, so I don't do nearly as much as I did when I was 30. I'm probably on the road 60 days a year, and then once a week in Chicago. So maybe 50 times a year I do a little residency thing in Chicago, and then just maybe 10 or 20 other oddball kind of weddings and things like that. But there's maybe a dozen clubs that I really enjoy playing at, where I can hear myself well through the microphones, and where I'm sure I'll get treated right and paid okay, and people like to come and sit and listen. And other than that, I just look for festivals that are cool to take, like the Sugar Maple thing here in Wisconsin. And I just look for places where I think I'm going to have a good time, mm-hmm. basically, and be able to hear myself. And it's surprising how many places you can eliminate where you can't have a good time or hear yourself.
Well, and for somebody like you, who's such a thoughtful songwriter, those of us in the audience want to be able to hear the lyrics and hear the words and connect to the music. And as I imagine, you want to be able to communicate that effectively. And there are some venues where that just doesn't work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But man, to sit, even if it's just 20 people, 30 people or something, to sit in front of that small group of listening people, they're in chairs, you're in a chair, you've got a microphone, they're listening to what you do. There's nothing better for me. I just love that. And I'll be happy doing that till Judgment Day.
Well, as you said, in the corner in the nursing home when you're...
Yeah, in the nursing home and wherever, yeah.
Yeah.
Nursing home acoustics are great from what I hear, so...
What would you like to do next? Let's hear another song.
Well, it's funny. I thought of another similar song while I was doing that last one, but I don't want to do two depressing ones in a row. I'll do a kind of a grassy one, I guess, is what I'll do.
Grassy sounds good.
Yeah.
A little preview of what we might hear.
Yeah, I imagine we'll do this one up there. Dusty shack high in the Blue Ridge Mountains. It was tough work, brown dirt and bluegrass song. Sweet hickory filled the air. Daddy's love was hard but fair. If I knew how rich I was, I'd not have gone. Yeah, but the city called my name and I came running with my young man's hopes and my daddy's old guitar. I played the dives and paid some dues, singing every tune I knew. And them homesick ones I sang the best by far. Now I've seen the sun go down on the streets of New York town, and I've watched it from the hills of old Virginia. Beauty's what the eye beholds, one man's dirt's another's gold. Oh, but sometimes the grass is really greener. Company man confessed he liked me, but he'd have to shave a few rough edges down, cut my hair like Brooks and Dunn's, trade the banjo for some drums, 'cause no one would buy that old high lonesome sound. Now I don't know just what this deal has got me. I've gained not a fan and I lost the ones I had. I've worn my heart right through my sleeve, singing a song I don't believe. I believe I'll go back home to Mom and Dad. Now I've seen the sun go down on the streets of New York town, and I've watched it from the hills of old Virginia. Beauty's what the eye beholds, one man's dirt's another's gold. Oh, but sometimes the grass is really greener. Robbie. Well, in a dusty shack high in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and when I die, it's on this farm they'll lay me down. And hills will hear my song, 'cause it's there that I belong. Man, you just can't shake old roots from southern ground. Now I've seen the sun go down on the streets of New York town, and I've watched it from the hills of old Virginia. Beauty is what the eye beholds, one man's dirt's another's gold. Oh, but sometimes the grass is really greener.
Neat. Boy, that's some virtuoso guitar playing there, Robbie.
Thank
wow.
you.
What's the name of that song?
See?
What's the name of that song?
Oh, the grass is, sometimes the grass is really greener. That's on the record that I mentioned that we just made, the Bluegrass Leaning record.
What's the name of the record?
I decided to call it Gone Away Backward out of Isaiah, God says to Israel, you were gone away backward. I thought, well, that's applies to a lot of the characters on that record right there.
You have a huge discography, I think 11 or 12 or more recordings.
Too many, yeah, probably.
And I thought on iTunes I saw well over 100 songs that were available. So and all from covers of Michael Jackson, you got a lot of acclaim for doing that project to now this new recording, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm an old guy now. I can hardly believe it. About 100 songs sitting there on iTunes, including Michael Jackson. Yeah, what was I thinking? Michael Jackson covers. But
well, he was a brilliant songwriter.
He sure was. Yeah. He had it all going on. He was something else.
Brilliant musician, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we have one more to go out with, and then we'll talk about where you're going to be and your website and all of that kind of thing. Robbie Foulkes is my guest. I'm Stephanie Elkins. You're listening to Simply Folk, and he's going to be back in Wisconsin in August.
Corn in the crib won't turn your dollar green. A dollar won't get you high. Some days a drop is all a body needs. Some days the bottle drains dry. Pockets of change don't drive my worry down. Diamonds don't make me shine. It's a short life and a long time underground. I will trade you money for wine. I've seen your towns from a long black Lincoln, boys, back when copper was king. 10 years I stood on the same old corner, boys, I never won for a thing. Pockets of change don't drive my worry down. Diamonds don't make me shine. It's a short life and a long time underground. I'll trade your money for wine. Wild were the nights when I was rolling, boys, no hunger unsatisfied. Beard was my name in Elko County, boys, now they just walk on by. The banker, he spares a quarter for my cup. His trouble's deeper than mine. That way of life, boys, there ain't gold enough. I'll trade your money for a wine. The sulfur dust off to the white blue sea. Read from the rock, the copper flies to where no miner ever may see. Shallow your cares and vain your industry, so says the white blue sea. I never burdened God on your account. Don't waste your prayers on me. Grim till his hair's gone gray. laid in the ground just like I'm gonna be. He might have drunk it away. Pockets of change don't drive my worry down. Diamonds don't make me shine. It's a short life and a long time underground. I won't trade your money for wine.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
That's a great song. I like that line, his trouble's deeper than the mine. What a great line.
Oh, it's deeper than mine. His trouble's deeper than mine.
Than
but
mine.
I never thought of that. That's actually a cool pun because now that I think about it, a mine comes up in the next verse after that. But he says the banker's trouble's deeper than his.
Yeah. Okay. Boy, that was a neat song and kind of in a minor mode and very traditional sounding.
Yeah, I tried to make it sound old, that one, yeah.
Yeah. What's the name of that one, Robbie?
I'll Trade You Money for Wine.
Robbie Foulkes is my guest. You can find a lot out about him and read his blog and listen to music at robbiefoulkes.com, and that's RobbieFulks. And he's going to be back in Wisconsin for the Sugar Maple Traditional Music Festival, and that's August 3rd, Friday night, and the festival continues on August 4th. But on August 4th, Robbie, you're going to be back down in Chicago at the Old Town School of Folk, which is looks like a place you've got a long history with.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I used to teach there for 12, 13 years, so it's always good to come back and play a show.
Great. And then back in Milwaukee for Irish Fest on the 18th of August with fiddler phenomenal Liz Carroll.
My old friend Liz Carroll. I've known her many years, and I've never played a single show with her, and I'm nervous as hell about that. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, she does play with very good guitarists, and you are right up there. It'll be fabulous. That'll be a good show.
We'll see about that. That's very flattering, but I'm going to be practicing for 3 weeks ahead of that one, believe me.
Well, thank you so much for spending some time with me. I really appreciate
it,
Robbie. And I know Wisconsin Public Radio listeners will look forward to hearing more from you. Let us send us a copy of your new recording. I'd love to have it in the library.
I'll do that.
Robbie Foulkes, you're listening to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins, back with more music in just a moment here on Wisconsin Public Radio.